Welcome back to Integrity Week here on the podcast. I'm glad you have joined us here for Chasing Greatness. We say it's Chasing Greatness because we think all of us ought to be doing our very best to live up to our potential, but not just so we'll benefit. Honestly, it's about helping others win. And if we can do that, we're really in a great place. But here's what I've noticed. It's really hard for me to help other people win if I'm not winning. It's really hard for me to help other people be their best if I'm not at my best. And I don't know about you, but it is such a struggle to stay whole in the way you approach some of these areas of your life. Can't you relate? Aren't there places where you feel like sometimes you're not emotionally where you need to be, or maybe you are emotionally in a good place and relationally you're struggling, or maybe you're relationally and emotionally in a good place, but you've got some physical issues going on, or maybe you got those areas all buttoned up, but spiritually and mentally you've got some anxiety, or you're not where your heart's not where it needs to be in your faith. It's so hard to keep all this together. And as I focus on this and try to learn about this and try to grow in these areas, it's helpful to me when I think about a picture that I came across years ago. Maybe the first time I saw this picture was in elementary science. It was a picture of the iceberg, and it's a picture that we use when we do training and we work with companies. We love to use this iceberg as a point of view, our point of view on leadership. We think there's two sides to leadership. I would say there's two sides to your life when you think about it. So this iceberg is a really great picture. Now, when you go back and you study about the iceberg, or if you can remember maybe fifth grade science when you're learning about the ocean and you stumble across the iceberg, your teacher probably reminded you that there was about 90% of the mass in the iceberg was below what we call the waterline, or below the surface of the water. And I think that's a good reminder of this life and leadership picture that we use, that there's a lot more going on underneath the surface than there is above the surface. Now, I'm not sure the exact numbers. I do know that I had a chance a few years ago to go to Alaska. The place where I grew up, we didn't have any icebergs in my little hometown in North Georgia. But when I went to Alaska, I actually saw some real icebergs. And I didn't have my tape measure with me, and I didn't have any scales or anything. But you can get right up by the iceberg. Some of them are really big, and you can't see underneath what's going on in the water. But some of them are just really kind of small. They're on the, you see the little peak over the water, and you get up beside it, and you see there's just this big black mass under the water. Again, I wasn't measuring stuff, but I can tell you there's 90% seemed to be about right. When I look at it, there's a lot more going on underneath the water than there is on top. And our lives really are that way. And so when you think about these areas that we talked about yesterday, your mental life and your spiritual life and your physical life and your emotional life, your relational life, there's some things that people see on the outside. You might say there's some pieces on the top side that, they look impressive, but impact happens down underneath the water. And when we talk about this in the leadership space, we think there are two sides to leadership. There's the character side of leadership. That's your heart. That's what's going on below the waterline. We talked about it just a couple of weeks ago when we dove a little bit into the five heart habits that we use when we teach this point of view on leadership. But there's a skill side to leadership as well, and that's the part that's above the waterline. That's your ability to lead meetings and cast vision and solve problems and build teams, all kinds of skills, communicate, a lot of skill stuff. When you think about the most impactful leaders in your life that you've ever known, and if I ask you even to write down the name of the most impactful person you've ever been around, maybe ever been under their leadership, you would come up with the name of that person. And if you did that, and I ask you to write down what it was that impacted you so much, I'm guessing it wasn't that they were really great at leading meetings or building teams or solving problems or casting a vision. Now, I'm sure they were great at that. I mean, they wouldn't make your list if they didn't have some skill. But it might have been a character issue, that their belief in you, their encouragement of you, their ability to think about you first, their positivity, their loyalty, their honesty. There's all kinds of things that we could think of. And a lot of those fall down underneath the surface. We say if your heart's not right, nobody really cares about your skills. It's this weightiness of your character that positions you to have impact on the surface. And so I just today would ask you, how's your heart? I'll just remind you of those five heart habits that we talk about. Do you hunger for wisdom? I'm going to spell the word heart here. Do you hunger for wisdom? Are you teachable? Do you expect the best? Are you positive? Do you accept responsibility for your actions and the actions of those you lead if you're a leader? Do you respond with courage? Are you just playing it safe and comfortable and you've gotten complacent? Are you really being a courageous leader? And then ultimately, do you think others first? I say ultimately because we think the best leaders are servant leaders. We'll call that one first among equals here. And so I just want to encourage you today to do some evaluating of your leadership character. When you think about integrity this week, let's have this holistic picture. The iceberg will be our picture. And today we think about two sides of the iceberg. We think about the character side and the skill side. Just a reminder, if your heart's not right, nobody cares about your skills. So let's make sure that we start with our leadership character. And so if you have places in your life today that your character is not where it needs to be, you're not teachable, you're not positive, you're not responsible, you're not courageous, you're not a servant, and you're thinking any of those. I mean, if any of them, you got a red flag. I had a situation a couple of weeks ago where I had an opportunity to yield and let somebody else have an opportunity, go first, and I found myself wanting to to hold back and not do what I should do, and I had to be reminded, oh my goodness, that's not what I want. We need to think about this stuff. We need to evaluate ourselves, and if we can continue to work on our character and our skills, and you want to make sure you have the skills to lead, but ultimately, if you have this great skill and you don't have the character to back it up, you're really going to struggle to have impact on others. And so let's think back to what those executives told me yesterday. I mentioned that when I asked them, you know, what do you want in your life and leadership? They said, I want more trust, more effectiveness, more impact. Well, these two places in your life, these skills that we have that are built on a foundation of character, they're going to position you to create more trust and more effectiveness and more impact. Ultimately, a legacy that you'll be able to leave. At some point, you're going to be remembered in a certain way. How amazing would it be if you lived your life in such a way that down the road, when somebody said, who's the best leader you've ever known, people would think about you. And it wouldn't be your skills, I'm guessing, that would put you on their paper. It really would be your character. It'd be your integrity. Not when I say integrity, it's the holistic side of there's skill, there's character, there's trust, there's effectiveness, there's impact because of it. And so if you've got some areas today where you've got some gaps, continue to come back. Tomorrow we're going to talk about balancing work and home a little bit. I think there's a couple more things we can talk about there when we think about integrity. So I hope you'll come back with us tomorrow. Today, evaluate, again, your character and your skills. Is there a character trait where you need to grow today? You need to focus on it. Maybe there's some place you need to go back and take responsibility for something. You need to go and, you know, make something right if you've wronged someone. I don't know what your situation is, or maybe there's a skill. You just say, I got to level up. I got to get better if I'm going to take the responsibility I've been given and maximize that to help others win. So hope you'll think through your character and your skills today. Let's start with the heart, though. I think it's foundational if we're going to truly have the impact that we can. Come back tomorrow. We'll spend more time together. I hope you'll share with somebody and join us as we continue to chase greatness together. I love you guys.